It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Scattered clouds. Look at this. 72 degrees.
And a fire has closed part of Main Street in Springville. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Newly released police body cam video from Orem shows just how quickly encounters can turn violent or deadly and how officers have to make snap judgments. Listen.
Orem police approached a car.
You're giving me false info. Do you want to be charged on that?
And the suspect jumped out.
Are you kidding me? Put your hands on your back.
Pointing what turned out to be a BB gun at them.
When he was being taken into custody, he just kept saying, just kill me. Just kill me.
Lieutenant Craig Martinez says 19-year-old Anton Bay had an arrest warrant. One officer was about to fire at Bay.
But the other officer had already grabbed and latched onto him, and he was so close that he couldn't shoot without putting our officer in danger as well. So fortunately for the suspect, he didn't get what he wanted that night.
All Orem officers wear body cameras for encounters just like this. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
More of our top stories and more about guns. Here's Sandy Collins.
Jeff, a Maine high school has rejected a student's yearbook picture because it shows him holding a shotgun. Wade Jalinas says he wanted his photo to reflect a family tradition of hunting, but Bonnie Eagle High School Principal Lori Napitalano says that weapons are banned in yearbook pictures because administrators don't want to be forced into deciding which promote violence. Gun control advocates are taking aim at insurance being offered by the NRA, which covers the legal costs of someone who shoots someone in self-defense. Some people are labeling it as murder insurance. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The National Rifle Association has been offering carry guard insurance since the spring. The concern from opponents is that people will feel more comfortable about firing their weapons, knowing their legal expenses will be covered.
Can't possibly be a device to enhance public safety.
Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah board member Gary Sackett says it'll lead to more cases of shoot first, ask questions later. But Utah Shooting Sports Council Chairman Clark Apotian says other companies have offered similar insurance for years, and there's no evidence of that happening.
It's nothing more than having liability insurance on your vehicle. Doesn't give you the right to drive recklessly.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Protesters want to put an end to a planned speech at the University of Florida by a white nationalist today. Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, protesters shouted down white nationalist Richard Spencer. He was met by protesters outside and inside the auditorium. They eventually shouted him off the stage. Meantime, former President George W. Bush is warning about the casual cruelty currently taking place in America's public discourse.
Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
During a speech in New York City today, the former president said the country must not continue down a path where arguments turn into animosity and disagreements devolve into dehumanization. White House Chief of Staff and retired General John Kelly today defending President Trump's call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger.
If you're not in the family, if you've never been in combat, you can't even imagine how to make that call. I think he very bravely does make those calls.
Kelly today saying he was stunned by a congresswoman's criticism of the president. Much of the United States will be in for another warmer than average winter thanks to a likely La Nina condition.
It would be quite surprising to see a third very warm winter in a row.
That is Mike Halpert, Deputy Director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. He says we aren't likely to see the extreme warms of the past 3 years. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL Politics. Former Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott passed away early this morning. His physical and mental health were the subject of a recent controversy because of claims that his staff was concealing those concerns from his family and the public. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Gary Ott's brother Marty tells the Deseret News he hopes Gary's remembered for what he was, a good, solid citizen who made valuable contributions to society. County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton echoed that sentiment this morning on KSL News Radio's Doug Wright Show, saying although the controversy around Ott leaving his position has been hard on the county, he was a good recorder.
Winder Newton says they plan to honor Ott at next Tuesday's County Council meeting. Utah Governor Gary Herbert on KSL Today, his monthly news conference, asked the governor. He called President Trump's performance so far erratic and suggested the president might do better to focus his efforts.
He has a hard time, I think, not addressing 1,000 issues when he ought to be focused on five. from that standpoint, I think he could sharpen his game a little bit by focusing more on the more important issues and let the other stuff just kind of slide.
At the same time, Herbert said he believes the president is working on being more collaborative. He also praised some of his political appointments. The Salt Lake Police Department is searching for a driver who hit a skateboarder back on October 5th. Sergeant Brandon Shear says it happened about 7:30 in the morning on 7th South, but why haven't officers talked about it until now?
We didn't have any witnesses at the time the incident occurred. Luckily, yesterday we were able to come across a video that actually captured this incident occur, and we're hoping with the public's help we can help find the person that hit this gentleman.
Now, the video shows that car dragging the skateboarder several feet. He's still in the hospital. KSL News Time, 3:05.
And let's say good afternoon to Ricky Meese, see what's happening on the roads. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And yourself?
I'm hanging in.
Oh, good.
Just getting warmed up.
There we go.
Let's go.
Well, freeway traffic looks good, but we do have a crash with possible injuries in South Salt Lake, 3300 South, 1100 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And thank you for asking. So is Melania Trump using a body double? My minute of news is up next.
Doug Wright.
If somebody hasn't walked away challenged, I've failed.
When you want credibility,
everybody gets a fair shake.
Turn on Doug Wright.
Doug Wright is a person you trust.
Weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Fink & McGregor is a mortgage broker. What is the difference between a broker and a bank or direct lender? Access. As a broker, we have access to a wide range of loan programs and guidelines. This means we can do loans that others can't. Because we have access to a large number of different lenders, we can shop for wholesale rates as many of our lenders fight for the top spot. The result is better rates and lower fees. Because we have access, we can quickly switch lenders if your loan unexpectedly hits a dead end. Because we have access, we can stay on top of who is providing better service, avoiding delays from clogged pipelines. Because we have access, we can serve you better. Better rates, better service, and a better experience. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com.
Do you have chirping smoke detectors? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever experienced chirping smoke detectors, you already know how annoying it can be. A great first step to try and stop the chirping is to change the batteries. If the chirping continues, it's possible that your smoke detector has gone bad. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even realize that manufacturers recommend replacing the smoke detector altogether after 10 years. If you remove the smoke detector from the wall, on the back, you should find a date of when it was made. Do a little math, and you'll know how old it is. Now, Any Hour Services knows being a homeowner means you've got a list a mile long of things to do around the house, and check my electrical system probably isn't one of them. That's why we've put together this radio special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive inspection of your electrical system that includes testing those smoke detectors and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. Call Any Hour Services to schedule at 801-443-7300. 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 3:08. Jeff Kaplan here. This is my minute of news. We're brought to you by Shane Company. Can we stop with all the conspiracy theories? The idea that dozens of people can manage to keep a secret about anything is ridiculous. I mean, it makes for a great TV show, but the government hushing up the truth, is this the same government that does healthcare? Which brings us to the latest conspiracy theory, Melania Gate, an internet theory that the White House is sending out a body double to stand alongside the president, that it's not Melania. Oh, there are pictures on the web. During a visit to a Secret Service training facility, Melania's height was wrong. The sunglasses were too big. Side-by-side photos proved it, and well, you could say there is a case. Check out the Jeff Kaplan Afternoon News Facebook page. However, the Washington Post has quickly torn this conspiracy theory to shreds. The body double's not tall enough. That's because Melania ditched her heels. She's in flats. And the paper has published another pic where Melania is at the same appearance without her sunglasses. It's her. So you can believe the Washington Post, which the president usually calls fake news. Or you can believe the guy who invented the conspiracy theory who makes his living by selling hemp syrup on the internet. I kid you not.
hemp syrup dealer by day, conspiracy exposer by night. See, this is why I hate conspiracy theories.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. If you're just getting in your car ready to hit the highway, you're looking good. Southbound I-15 with normal KSL travel times from downtown to Draper, and then from the Point to Provo. The rest of the Valley freeways look good on the side streets. A crash with possible injuries, 3300 South, 1100 East, and one in West Valley, 3500 South, about 2400 West. Then in Springville, we've had a fire affecting traffic. This is southbound Highway 89, State Street, Main Street, and that's going to be it's going to be right at 300 South. You'll see that southbound lanes are closed at 200 South. Joe?
Well, we had a pretty good commute going northbound, and still, too, we just have a new crash. This is on northbound I-15 at about Brigham City, it's causing some delay. It's actually just beyond Brigham City, just before you get to the airport. Expect maybe 5 minutes extra to get through that area, but I don't see anything else that should cause you any trouble in that area at all. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at Southtown Expo Center. Discount tickets at snowwest.com/shows. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at Southtown Expo Center. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman has your Grant Wayman here with the forecast. Let's see. Not yet. It's okay. Mostly clear, breezy tonight, unseasonably mild, down to 55 degrees for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy. Scattered rain showers developing during the afternoon. The high tomorrow, 65 degrees. KSL News Time 3:11. We're at 75 degrees with broken clouds in Salt Lake City. J-Mac joins me. We're going to talk about a new salvo in the battle over gun control coming up in just a moment.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleached blonde champ. And she's probably...
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Here's another satisfied customer of 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, Anita Bennett.
When I first heard about 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, I thought, there's no way they could do a good job in 3 days. And they must carry only the plain Jane basics in cabinets, countertops, and flooring. Then they came to our house, and we found out they offered top quality materials with tons of choices and lots of custom options. They worked with us to design a bathroom that was perfect for our family. They looked at our needs and thought of details I hadn't even considered. The installation was clean, thorough, and professional, and they were done in just 3 days. When we got back from the hotel, I couldn't believe the difference. The bathroom is beautiful.
See us on the web at 3daykitchen.com.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Sarge, we don't get it.
How are they selling new Volkswagens for $7,700?
They're not. It's $7,700 to rent it.
You mean...
Yes, that's only the rent charge.
But then you'd owe an additional $8,000 if you want to keep it.
Sir, why would anyone want that? They don't. That's why they buy their vehicles from Strong. Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
Every new Jetta, $11,000 off.
And you own it.
Passats, $12,000 off.
And you own it.
Outtrax in 2017 Tiguans, $13,000 off loan value.
And you own those, too. Why would you want a lease anyway when you've got 0% financing for 75 months? 0%. That's how Strong became the number one Volkswagen dealer in the country. Number one in Volkswagen customer sales.
It's because we got a lifetime warranty, no charge.
Your engine, transmission, driveline, even turbos and more. Warranted for life, no charge.
At Strong, Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
1070 South Main Street.
In the heart of Salt Lake City.
Get details at StrongVW.com.
Based on most recent customer sales report.
Strong Volkswagen is in the final days of incredible deals. Get details at StrongVW.com.
This is Lucy. She's my baby sister, and her brain is growing so fast right now. 80% of her brain growth will happen by the time she's 4. So this is her brain when she was born. This will be added by the time she's 4. The question is, will her brain be playing this or this? This is where you come in. You talk to her. Every word she hears builds her brain. A stronger brain will help her succeed from her first day in kindergarten till the day she cures her first cancer patient, or writes a bestseller, or conducts the Utah Symphony. The point is, If you talk more to her, she is more likely to be successful and do good things for the world. So talk to your babies. Build their brains. Visit MyEducationOurFuture.org to learn about this and other ways to improve education in Utah. It's my education, and it's our future.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
former Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott died early this morning. He was in hospice care in St. George. His death comes just a few days after his siblings argue to maintain his temporary guardianship in opposition of his former girlfriend and caretaker. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, today is the deadline for cities to bid for Amazon's second headquarters. It'll bring $5 billion in construction, 50,000 jobs. Business analysts give Salt Lake's bid an outside chance. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
We are starting to see traffic building. That's going to be on southbound I-15 between Midvale at 7200 South down to 123rd South in Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Last day of sunshine and 70s before changes move in. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And listen to this, 75 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's 3 o'clock hour with J-Mac on KSL News Radio.
So, Jay, the NRA is back in the news. It was just another day at the NRA offices, but suddenly they're back in the crosshairs over this new insurance they started offering last spring. Are you familiar with this?
Well, it's being called murder insurance, but that's not what it is,
no,
right?
No, $13.95 a month. That's for the bronze package.
Okay.
And if you shoot someone in self-defense, this carry guard insurance offers you $250,000 toward your legal defense on civil matters, $50,000 toward your criminal defense. So here's what happened today. This is why it's in the news. A gun control group is getting attention, calling it the murder insurance, and they've released an ad featuring Trayvon Martin's mother.
They say guns are the only way to keep your family safe, all to sell more guns. They spend millions lobbying for laws that allow them to shoot first and stand their ground. But that just makes it easier to get away with murder. Now they're selling insurance that covers the cost when a gun owner kills someone and claims self-defense.
And the ads go on. They ask the underwriter to drop the insurance completely. So, what do you think?
No problem with it.
No problem with?
No problem with
the ad?
The insurance. No, oh. I have a problem with the ad. I have no problem with the insurance.
Talk to me.
Look,
it seems to be murder insurance because if your self-defense really isn't self-defense, well, I might as well fire.
I'll tell you
I'm
why
covered.
It's not murder insurance. Okay. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
And so if you are somebody who is spending your own money on your legal defense, is that murder money? This is simply insurance to cover legal costs when you are accused of something. So the whether or not you are a murderer is not dependent upon what you are charged with. It is dependent upon what the jury says that you are. And you are entitled to defend yourself in any way, shape, or form possible. And I don't think we should be downplaying that or saying somebody is bad because if you own a gun and somebody comes in your house and uses it, we like to say, well, you have the right to self-defense, but the reality is oftentimes you're going to have to prove that in court.
Well,
that's going to cost money.
There is fine print that usually comes with an insurance policy,
yes.
And you only find out about it after you need the insurance.
Yes.
Well, here's the fine print. These are tips, mind you. They are not contract provisions of the insurance. The NRA suggests you call 911 after you shoot someone.
Yes.
Wait for police to arrive, then call the carry guard number for legal assistance. They advise gun owners do not speak with police about the incident until speaking first with an attorney. But that's not a requirement to get a payoff. So I wonder, is this basically shoot first, just file a claim later?
No, I think it is having the knowledge that if you have to defend yourself, and this is an absolute truth of our system, Jeff, if you have to use a gun to defend yourself, you're going to also have to defend yourself with legal fees, regardless of the circumstance, whether or not you are innocent or guilty. You're going to be hiring an attorney and you're going to be having some form of representation.
If it's,
there is nothing wrong with shoring up against that if you're a gun owner.
If it's self-defense, protecting your family and your home, there's no issue, there's no question. But if you're on the street and it's one of these stand your ground cases, mm-hmm. because this is national insurance. I mean, Utah and Florida sure. have different laws. If it's a stand your ground case that is so murky, you're covered if you pull your pistol
well,
out.
Well, it's not murky if it's law. If you want to say that it's a questionable situation, but if the law allows you to stand your ground, then question the law. Getting insurance to cover you in case you actually end up following the law, again, what is wrong with
and
that?
And when you don't follow the law, what about those situations?
Who decides that?
A jury.
Who decides that?
A jury.
Yeah.
A jury decides that you are not defending yourself.
And you are entitled to...
You are actually a killer. You don't have to give the insurance money back.
No, but you are entitled to a full 100% defense, and you are innocent until proven guilty. In my opinion, this outrage, again, casts gun owners as though they are instantly guilty of something and have no business defending themselves and are only innocent until after they're proven so in a court of law.
Well,
it's completely backwards.
The message is getting a lot of attention nationwide today
yeah.
simply because of the spokeswoman, Trayvon yes. Martin's mother.
And the reality is with Trayvon Martin, nobody really knows what happened. In that circumstance, there were no eyewitnesses. Nobody knows what Trayvon did, and nobody knows what he really did.
Or whether Trayvon did.
That's right.
Anything.
Nobody knows. So using that as the poster child for this, to me, it's an emotional argument that doesn't stand up.
Thank you for telling me. I appreciate the back and forth.
I'm glad. Absolutely.
But I have to warn you, while I accept and respect your viewpoint, I'm going to get wound up a half an hour from now over this Gold Star Mother thing.
I know.
We have more to talk about
today. It's because I brought it up to you off the air.
You brought it up
yep.
to me the minute I walked in the door today, so we have more ground to cover.
All right.
That's at 3:45. Thanks, Jay. KSL News Time, 3:21. Check on traffic now. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app, and here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, we are starting to see spots where traffic is building, but no really bad delays setting in just yet. You have a KSL travel time of 9 to 12 minutes southbound I-15 from downtown to the south interchange in Murray, and then about another 20 minutes from the south interchange to Lehigh. The rest of the Valley freeways look good. We do have an earlier crash with possible injuries being cleared, 33rd South, 1100 East, and a fire has affected traffic closing the roadway. This is southbound Highway 89 Main Street in Springville. It happened at 3rd South, but it's closed at 200 South. Joe?
Well, we had a KSL traffic trooper who I'm sure texted us safely while waiting for traffic in Brigham City. That's due to what he says is a lane closure. There is a crash. We know this is just beyond the airport, and northbound is backed up all the way to Promontory Road at this point. So very slow through that area. Expect a delay of at least 5 to 10 minutes as you pass through there. Other than that, I see nothing else to slow you down going northbound from Salt Lake all the way through Davis County. This October, don't be afraid to treat yourself to that home renovation project. At Ogden's Flooring and Design, they have scary low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com for a quote. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have the 7-day forecast now. Dan Guthrie's in the KSL Weather Center.
Enjoy the sunshine and 70s today because changes are in store for Friday. We'll start the day in the mid-50s, so a warm start, mid-60s by noon, but that's when the cold front comes through and the warming stops. We'll have breezy times, cool air moves in, scattered showers in the afternoon and evening. Most of those, though, not going to amount to much, so it'll relatively be a dry day, just cooler. High on Saturday, 53, back up to 64 on Sunday with upper 60s and sunshine next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We're at 75 degrees, and wait till you hear what Walmart did to an 84-year-old grandma. Sandy's coming up. Stay here. KSL News Time, 3:23.
Utah, you're on the clock. Misha here for the Utah Honda Dealers All-Out Sales Blitz. I bought my Honda because there's no match for its fuel economy, resale value, and endless technology and standard features. And you'll love the deals right now because the final markdowns have been taken on every new Honda. America's best-selling sedan, 2017 Honda Accord, on Car and Driver's 10 Best, a record 31 times. 2017 Civic, the KBV Best Buy Award overall winner.
and get ready for the snow with all your all-wheel drive Hondas, HRVs, Pilots, and the best-selling SUV of the decade, the all-wheel drive CRVs, and save even more with 0.9% financing. For me, buying a new Honda was a touchdown. You'll love your new Honda as much as I do. Hurry, the sales clock is winding down on the final model year-end pricing. All that's left is crossing that goal line to your Utah Honda dealers. Click UtahHondaDealers.com.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. Are you one of many Americans currently surrounded by tax troubles? Is the IRS claiming you owe them money? If so, they can and will do everything possible to collect. They can levy IRAs and 401ks, even Social Security. They can garnish wages and attack your bank accounts. Don't be a victim. You have rights, and now is the time to act. Call the IRS Law Pros. They'll help you deal with the IRS. Call now to get an attorney to work on your behalf to resolve these issues. IRS Law Pros have over 20 years experience. Don't let the IRS bully you. Get a pro to help you fight back. Call for a free consultation. IRS Law Pros have two convenient locations in South Jordan and Bountiful. Call 801-444-9304 to schedule a free consultation now. That's 801-444-9304, or visit us on the web at www.irslawpros.com.
When I was playing quarterback in college, huddle time was critical to make sure everybody was on the same page. Hey, Coach Casey with Performance Toyota Bountiful, where you're always the most valuable player on our team. And every play is called by you, because you really don't know what transparency feels like until you're on our team. Performance Toyota Bountiful, where we'll put a smile on your face with every vehicle. When you're on a great team, you have the confidence and belief that we're all in this together. Performance Toyota Bountiful.
Ford takes care of your family. Bill Barnes, Performance Ford, Lincoln, Bountiful. The new 2017 Ford Escape Titanium 4-wheel drive earns an overall 5-star crash safety rating. And you can get up to $7,800 off MSRP. Or 0% APR for up to 60 months.
Discounts include all dealer discounts. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit on approved credit. Sales price is plus taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/31/2017.
Hurry in before the last of the 2017s are gone at Performance Ford, Lincoln, Bountiful.
We're watching Utah's Money. The Dow is up 5 points today. The S&P up less than a point. The NASDAQ lost 19. KSL News Time, 3:26. Sandy is putting together the 3:30 news. Now, with the story of a Walmart who fired a woman because, what did she do?
Well, she kept money. Okay, she's an 84-year-old, 84, Walmart greeter. She got fired because she kept a dollar bill that she found on the store floor as she was closing up, a $1 bill. The next day, her manager called her in. Her name is Frankie Ruffino in Texas, and asked if she found any money, which I think is interesting. How would they know that? But anyway, she says, yeah, it was a dollar here. It's right here in my bib. They said, I'm going to need your badge and your vest. You've been let go because of your integrity.
They fired an 84-year-old grandma?
That's right. She's been working for 7 years. She said she needs this Walmart job to pay for her medication and her oxygen tanks. She's worked there for 10 years with a spotless record, always on time. You know how hard it is to find good people these days that show up. And they've let her go because she kept a dollar that she found on the floor.
That's really sad.
Walmart is not commenting. I certainly hope the folks in that area take care of her. KSL News Time, 3:27.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
KSL News Time 329. We have your traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Ricky, tell us what's going on.
We have a new crash called out on the 21st South Freeway. This is eastbound SR 201, not far from 3200 West, but it's already been moved over to the right shoulder. And then southbound on I-15, traffic is building, starting to dip below the freeway limit between the South Interchange and 90th South. Joe?
Well, we have a lot of traffic right now on 12th South in Ogden. This is between Wall Avenue and I-15 going westbound, so expect slow traffic through that area, a little bit of a delay. And then, of course, as I mentioned previously, we are still dealing with one lane closure going northbound through Brigham City. This is all basically in front of the airport there, so from that north end of the runway all the way back Promontory Road is going to be very slow. Expect about 5 to 10 minute delay through there. Join us at this year's UEA convention Thursday and Friday, October 19th and 20th, for parent workshops, fun hands-on learning activities for kids, and more. Visit myuea.org for details. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's Dan Guthrie with the weather. Mostly clear, breezy, unseasonably mild, down to 55 overnight. For tomorrow, expect a high of 65 degrees.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds at 75 degrees.
Despite a couple of crashes, we have a pretty good commute out there. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. We've seen your comments on social media. People are outraged over an arrest in a theft case. Unified Police busted a woman suspected of swiping a credit card from a 7-Eleven clerk who was having a seizure. You remember this? Well, the man has a message of forgiveness this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Midvale with the story. Paul?
Jeff, this man is asking people on social media to back off the woman that pickpocketed him while he was having the seizure. Dustin Monroe says the mother of the suspect has reached out to him, and they have been getting waves of hateful message aimed at them. Monroe says a lot of people don't know what to do if they see someone having a seizure.
Best thing to do when someone goes into a seizure, it's just damage control at that point. Get them on their side, make sure that their head is cushioned.
Monroe says he has forgiven the suspect and he will have his day in court to tell her what he wants to, but he says that the suspect's mother does not deserve what she has been getting. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Okay, Paul, glad we were able to keep you connected there. Now for more of our top stories, here's Sandy Collins.
Jeff, this was an amazing rescue. A Utah National Guard says that one of its Black Hawk helicopter crews rescued a stranded hiker from a precarious slope below King's Peak in the Uinta Mountains. The rescue happened well after dark last night. A 20-year-old man had become injured in an area known as the Chute. That's north of Anderson Pass. That guard crew hoisted him down, flew him to a meadow where he was transferred to a life flight helicopter and on to the hospital. A suspect jumped out of his car at Orem Police, pointed a BB gun at them, and challenged them to kill him. And they had a warrant for 19-year-old Anton Bay's arrest. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says police body cam video caught everything.
When someone decides to take some sort of action against a police officer, it happens very, very quickly. So quick that we're reacting, and so we're always behind. In this case, we want to show that a BB gun looks just like a real gun.
A video shows one officer tackling Bay. The other was about to fire, but he lacked a clear shot. Fortunately, no shots were fired. Nobody was hurt. Martinez says all Orem police officers wear those police body cameras for encounters just like this. Now KSL Politics. Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee voicing security concerns about the upcoming elections. Now at KSL's top national stories, Maria Chaleo says live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, during today's hearing on cybersecurity, Senator Jack Reed speaking out about Russian election meddling.
The intelligence community assures us that Russia will attack our upcoming midterm elections. So far, we have seen no indication that the administration is taking action to prepare for this next inevitability.
Members from both sides of the aisle are voicing frustration over the Defense Department's lack of action to safeguard the elections. President Trump's chief envoy to the United Nations is describing Russian interference in the 2016 election as warfare. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says when a country can come and interfere in another country's elections, that's warfare. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. military does not have all the information about the deadly ambush in Niger that left 4 American soldiers dead.
We do these kinds of missions by, with, and through allies.
It is often dangerous. We recognize that.
There are questions about how it happened and why President Trump took more than a week to announce the deaths. The Department of Defense is investigating. And President Trump today and the governor of Puerto Rico talking about relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Maria.
Certainly working in a united front, we are going to beat this. We know we're going to build better than before.
Ricardo Rosello was at the White House to discuss funding options for the island. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Back here at home, toxic algae blooms have appeared on a number of Wasatch Back reservoirs, leading to a new round of warnings.
The Utah Division of Water Quality was testing for E. coli bacteria around recreational sites at Rockport, Echo, and Deer Creek reservoirs this week when the team spotted cyanobacteria blooms on all three lakes. They gathered samples. The results triggered a new round of warnings. People are advised now not to swim or water ski on those reservoirs, which thankfully isn't a common occurrence this late in the season. But for boaters and fishermen, it's also a good idea to avoid that scum. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
A bipartisan group of senators want to help rural communities better prepare for wildfires. They sponsored a bill that would okay spending hundreds of millions of dollars to cut down trees in fire-prone areas. It would also streamline the approval process for that kind of thinning work. The Grand County School District is changing policy following a flap over a presentation last month in which students were asked to sort themselves out based on sexual identity. KSL News Radio's Mark Duke has more.
The presentation was part of poetry workshops in English classes aimed at inclusiveness and diversity. Callie Bullnash, a member of the group Moab Pride, says the event went fine until a guest speaker in one class asked students to sort themselves out by many factors and added gender identity.
And the point of the exercise was to show that there's a middle, and let's make room for that.
In a Facebook post, the school superintendent apologized, saying in hindsight, the English department would have handled matters differently. A new policy will now require that parents are notified of any guest speakers and are given a chance to opt their students out. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35.
And Ricky Meese is watching the traffic. We have problems?
Yeah, we have a KSL traffic trooper saying that northbound I-15, it's reduced to one lane of traffic. That's due to construction. It's going to be prior to reaching Honeyville, and that's what's backing traffic. So if you're headed through Box Elder County and passing the Corinne exit, that's what's causing the slowdowns. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, I need you to check me when we do my minute of news in just a moment, because I'm covering a science topic, and I want to be able to take neutron stars and time-bending gravitational waves and make it understandable for anyone.
What?
So just let me know how I do in just a moment.
I'm there for you, man.
The J-Mac News Show.
It's going to be fresh.
I need to find out what happened after I got off the air. Breaking news, Jay's opinions, and more.
I just love the way he approaches things.
The J-Mac News Show.
Jay's always on top of it.
After Utah's new news on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Can you believe it? We're already preparing to say goodbye to another year. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. The end of the year means cold weather, holidays with the family, and yes, the last few months of health insurance season. That means many of you may have met your insurance deductibles and have some cash in your flexible spending accounts that needs to be used before it goes away by December 31st. Now's the chance to drop by your nearest Alpine Home Medical store to see what your health insurance will cover. From compression stockings and CPAP resupplies to wheelchairs and walkers, you may be surprised to see what you can get for little to no out-of-pocket cost. To find more great deals in the nearest location, visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com. Jay Broadbent. Come in and see us anytime.
Don't miss the new hysterical show at Desert Star Playhouse, Wicked-er. We're off to see the wicked. Get tickets for your family at DesertStarPlayhouse.com. It's always fun at Desert Star.
Drum roll, please. Here at Daybreak, we have some big news to share with you. We've opened a whole other half of the community, a new part of Daybreak, with a personality all its own. With more views, with a fabulous wandering network of parks, paths, and bicycle highways that we call The Loop. And best of all, with exciting all-new home designs priced from the low 200s. Come tour our new models or learn more at DaybreakUtah.com.
Daybreak, with new homes and a whole other half of the community now open.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Oh, and did we mention we'll deliver it right to your door? It's the best pizza delivery deal only at Pizza Hut.
Okay, this science thing, KSL News Time. 3:38, Jeff Kaplan here. This is My Minute of News brought to you by Shane Company. An astonishing discovery 130 million light-years away has proven a long-standing theory that was devised by Albert Einstein and later advanced in a musical research paper published by Madonna in 1985. It's true that Madonna is a material girl. She's composed of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, there's nitrogen, calcium, a dash of phosphorus, but it's her larger theory that we live in a material world that got the attention of scientists this week. In a faraway galaxy, a pair of neutron stars collided, and sensitive instruments on Earth recorded the resulting chaos. Neutron stars are the cinders left behind by burnt-out stars, like our own sun. Neutron stars are so dense that a thimble filled with neutron star material weighs more than a million elephants. And when they collide, the explosion is so powerful, it turns out that's how gold is created. And this week, scientists watched it happen. Combine this with the fact that it rains diamonds on Uranus, and I think our preeminent scientists have proven Professor Madonna's theorem that we do indeed live in a material world. Did you make a Uranus joke to yourself right there? Did you? Come on, you did. You're so busted.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Southbounders on I-15, we are starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down between 4500 South and 106 South in Sandy. After that, you are good to go all the way through Provo. The rest of the Valley freeways are looking good. We have an earlier fire that's caused a road closure in Springville. This is southbound on Highway 89 Main Street. It happened at 3rd South, but traffic is closed at 200 South. Overall, your main secondaries in Salt Lake County in pretty good shape. Joe?
Still slow traffic in Brigham City right in front of the airport due to an earlier crash. But traffic trooper Jason called us to let us know he saw a woman who's unfortunate. Well, fortunately, managed to, even though hitting the left wall, went across four lanes of traffic without hitting anyone and impacted the other wall. She's okay, but her vehicle is causing some real delays right now from Layton Parkway back to nearly Flint Meadow Drive. So quite a little bit of slowing right there. UDOT Construction Alert planned for a freeway exit closure on I-15 this weekend. The ramp from southbound I-15 to eastbound I-80 will close Saturday night through Sunday morning for pothole repairs. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Dan Guthrie is working in the KSL Weather Center.
More sunshine and 70s this afternoon. Winds out of the south around 10 to 15 miles per hour, but changes are in store as we head into the day on Friday. Mild overnight will actually start the day on Friday in the mid-50s. But temperatures stop warming during the noon hour at mid-60s, and then a front comes through bringing much cooler air, breezy conditions, and a couple of scattered showers, setting us up for cooler times as we head into the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
75 toasty degrees and time for the KSL Afternoon News Quiz. You can win a pair of tickets to see the stand-up comedy of Tim Allen at the New Eccles Theater downtown. Here's your question. Which former president gave a speech this morning warning about the dangers of bigotry? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 575-1160. And good luck. KSL News Time 342. Your children go off to school in the morning. They come home in the afternoon and you're in the dark about their day. I mean, they don't really tell you much. This can be a completely different experience. Reed School in East Mill Creek is an affordable private school. It sits on a classic, beautiful 7-acre campus for 30 years now, preschool and K through 12. The mission at Reed School has been turning out successful and confident students. And part of that success involves keeping parents involved, keeping them up to date. Parents are invited to drop into school. It doesn't matter whether your child is brilliant or bored or challenged. Kids are energized by the curriculum. Parents are involved. Teachers offer individualized attention. And the children flourish. Watch your child's academic performance improve. Watch their confidence grow. Now, I know school just started, but you should visit Reed School. Visit the campus. You'll see. Find them on the web at reedschool.com. That's R-E-I-D school.com.
Sometimes it's the little things that make you crazy.
Is it 3 a.m.?
It's 3 a.m.
And sometimes the little things can be downright painful.
Who thinks he's a big dog?
KeyBank knows little things like banking fees can add up, and those can be annoying things. That's why we started our hassle-free account. When you use the red key to open a hassle-free account, you'll have no overdraft fees, no monthly service charges, and no minimum balance fees. And that's a pretty big thing.
Oh, nice dog.
Take the first step to financial wellness. Use the red key to make your banking hassle-free. Switch to a KeyBank hassle-free account and get $100 when transaction requirements are met. For details about this offer or how to get $300, go to key.com/get100 or any KeyBank branch. Member FDIC.
Did you hear about the compromise that was reached between rooftop solar and how customers get energy credits from the power company? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you know, this all revolves around the net metering energy credit rate that homeowners get for the solar they produce. Here's what we know. If you have solar right now, nothing's going to change until 2035. But what about those that don't have solar yet? Those people need to get their net metering application submitted to Rocky Mountain Power by November 15th in order to be grandfathered into this current program that protected from any energy credit adjustments until 2035. After November 15th, you'll essentially be on the same program that exists today, except your energy credit rates can be adjusted in 2020. That's a 15-year difference. So make sure whoever you're talking to understands the current landscape of solar today in Utah. If you'd like to speak to one of the solar experts at Any Hour Services, call 801-443-7300. They'd be happy to answer all of your questions and show you how solar would work on your home. 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Midvale 7-Eleven clerk who was the victim of a theft while having a seizure says people should back off of the suspect in the case. She's been the subject of harsh comments online after Unified Police shared video of the crime in the hopes of identifying that suspect. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, if you thought summer algae blooms were over, think again. Water quality regulators have issued new warnings for toxic algae at Echo, Rockport, and Deer Creek reservoirs. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot were brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
Heads up, Davis County drivers. You have an accident in Layton. This is northbound I-15 by Layton Parkway. All vehicles are over on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s and sunshine today, but a cool down into the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And we have 75 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's 3 o'clock hour with J-Mac on KSL News Radio.
Jay, I need to revisit the discussion yesterday. The one about President Trump and that phone call to the widow of the U.S. soldier killed in Niger.
Yes.
I've been upset over our discussion yesterday, for real, like yelling in the car on the way to work. And I walk in before your show and you buttonhole me in the newsroom to start talking about it.
I was talking about a different element of it.
No, we're talking about the same thing. And here's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
We had a discussion yesterday about the president calling the widow of the U.S. soldier. She's 6 months pregnant. And in the discussion, the president supposedly said, well, he knew what he signed up for. And he repeatedly called the dead sergeant, LaDavid Johnson, your guy to the widow.
Yeah.
And you weren't that upset about it. And
no,
said
I was
it
absolutely...
was okay.
No, I didn't say it was okay. I was upset that this politician who was sitting there with the phone call decided to publicize it and make this a political situation. I wasn't there. I didn't hear the conversation. I can't determine what the tone is. I can tell you that if a president decides to call somebody to express their condolences, if we're really going to get to the place where we're nitpicking what they say and it's not said appropriately, then we're too far gone for anything. I like to believe that he called because he's the president and he wanted to express his condolences.
Agreed.
I don't have any reason to believe he was trying to do anything else. Is he a buffoon? Is he inarticulate? Yes. Could he forget the guy's name? Absolutely. All of that. But that doesn't change his intent. And just like we give victims and their families a pass, I think that people who are trying to do the right thing should also get a pass if they don't get it perfectly right.
I think, and I opined yesterday, that a Gold Star family, regardless of circumstance, mm-hmm. gets a free pass simply because of their sacrifice and the volatile emotional state they must be in
after
experiencing
the loss. But that doesn't mean that everything that they say is true.
Jay,
it could mean that because of their emotional state, they're hypersensitive and they misinterpret intent as well. So while they get a pass, it doesn't mean that everything they say is 100% true. In fact, it could, Jeff, just be the opposite, that they are hypersensitive. And so while we don't go after them for what they say, we don't also jump on the bandwagon and say everything they say is 100% true because they're a victim.
I don't want you to normalize what happened in that phone call. That is not normal. That is not how you behave toward a grieving widow. If he was inarticulate, as you said, if mm-hmm. he was not eloquent, it's his opportunity to correct it and show his respect to a man who gave his life for this country.
Again, he has said that's not what happened.
He said,
right?
That's not what I didn't
he
say
said,
that.
That's not what that's, I said. Right.
That's a little bit different, but that's what Mr. Trump does.
Yes. Now, if he was out, I would prefer if that's what he said, he was out saying, look, I was trying to say the right things and I wasn't articulate.
I would prefer that's what he would say.
I would welcome that. Always. Every time. But
anytime
Trump is criticized about anything, he does the backslide. He starts blaming anybody and everybody else. That is Trump.
You can't excuse it in this situation.
I wasn't there. There's nothing to excuse. I don't know the tone. I know this is a family that is suffering. I know this is a politician that has been anti-Trump from day one. I am choosing to believe that he called with the right intent and that he was trying to bring comfort to this woman. I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Other than ham-handed, you know, well, not ham-handed, but an inarticulate statement.
But I told you I could make that statement in almost exactly the same way.
Really?
And you would look at me. If I said to you, Jeff, it's incredible that he went anyway because he knew the risks. He knew he could die, yet he went anyway. And that's what makes him such a profound hero.
And that is a profound statement.
That's right. But if somebody hears that and they don't like the guy anyway, and they go out and say, well, he said he knew the risks. Do you see what I'm saying? We're trusting somebody who is against this man in the first place. And you could so easily latch onto one statement and say, oh, it was terrible, when the reality is the guy was trying to express a thought process but didn't do it well.
I think we have a responsibility to say, no, that's not how you handle a Gold Star family, and you find the right words, or at least come close. Referring to him repeatedly as your guy to the widow, seemingly unable to come up with his name, not good.
It's Trump. Buffoonery. It's Trump.
Mom.
But I'm not willing to throw his intent under the bus. Oh, and I'm not willing to...
I don't want to normalize it. I just don't want to see that happen again.
Hey, I will stand in agreement on that.
And let's leave it right there.
Yeah.
We'll kind of like shake hands on this, right? J-Max back 12:33 tomorrow afternoon here on KSL News Radio. It's 3:51. We have a check on traffic now, brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Here's Ricky.
We are starting to see traffic building southbound on I-15 between 2100 and 3300 South, and again from Murray at 53rd South to 90th South. In Utah County, a little bit of southbound heavy traffic slowing just a bit, starting at SR 92 in Lehigh. Northbound I-15, it's Draper that's starting to see traffic filling in, starting at 123rd South. The rest of the Valley freeways look good. You still have that fire affecting traffic in Springville. It is going to be southbound Highway 89 Main Street. It was closed at 3rd. The event happened at 300 South, but it is closed at 3rd South. Joe?
Well, that crash at Layton Parkway really messed things up. In fact, it's bad starting at 200 North and gets all the way up to where the scene of that accident is. But
remarkably, it's also bad right after it. As you pass Gentile Street, you're going to be back into some pretty serious traffic through Layton Hills Mall. Other than that, I see nothing on the northbound commute to worry you at this point. Now available at Siegel Book, Love Kennedy, the latest film from master storyteller T.C. Christensen. Based on true events, Love Kennedy will inspire the whole family. Pick up your copy today at Siegel Book. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Dan Guthrie.
Enjoy the sunshine and 70s today because changes are in store for Friday. We'll start the day in the mid-50s, so a warm start, mid-60s by noon, but that's when the cold front comes through and the warming stops. We'll have breezy times, cool air moves in, scattered showers in the afternoon and evening. Most of those, though, not going to amount to much, so it'll relatively be a dry day, just cooler. High on Saturday, 53, back up to 64 on Sunday with upper 60s and sunshine next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
75 degrees, and we have breaking news at KSL News Radio. Maria Chaleos is live in the studio.
And Jeff, this coming to us from Los Angeles police, who say they are investigating a possible sexual assault against Harvey Weinstein. This is the first involving the producer in that city. Now, a police spokesman says the department has interviewed a possible sexual assault victim who reported an incident that occurred in 2013. As you might imagine, since the investigation is ongoing, he's not giving any details. Weinstein's representative saying, he unequivocally denies allegations of non-consensual sex. But this is now more than 36 women who have come out with claims against
him. Come forward, but there have been no charges filed as yet.
This is the first investigation in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Maria. KSL News Time 354.
I'm Utah tax attorney Fox. Scott is an actual client who worked with us.
Really, the self-employment tax side that began the issue. We had 2 or 3 years in a row where we weren't able to meet the tax liability that we had. We went through liens on our home. They seized our bank accounts on several occasions. We went through multiple meetings with the IRS. They sent people out to look at our house. My wife and I were kind of at the end of our rope. That was when I heard the commercial on KSL for Jordan. We went up and met with him, and when it was all said and done, Jordan took our tax liability from, at the time, $61,000, and we did an offer and compromise for $3,500.
Don't face the IRS alone. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. TaxHelpUT.com.
Let's say I have an allergic reaction to laundry detergent.
Intermountain Connect Care.
I find out I'm pregnant.
Intermountain Clinics. Awesome OBGYNs.
With quintuplets.
Whoa, still Intermountain Clinics.
Okay. I slip on a rotten pumpkin, hit my head, and need stitches.
Ooh, Intermountain Instacare. Watch out for those rotten pumpkins, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'm in a judo class when our studio is attacked by alien warriors.
Oh, reality, I see.
And they abduct me, but I escape from them with my superior judo skills.
Obviously.
But while fleeing, I fall and break my arm.
Easy. Instacare.
No matter what type of care you want or need, Intermountain Healthcare has you covered. From clinics to Instacare to Connect Care to WorkMed, you can get care how, where, and when you want it.
An alien warrior offers me a job as a UFO pilot, and I need a physical for it.
WorkMed. That'd be a good gig. Is he cute?
Yeah.
Intermountain Healthcare. Visit healingforlife.com.
The following is based on a 30-year 3.82 and 15-year 3.23 APR, NMLS 255422.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Are you thinking of refinancing or buying a home? My friends at American Loans can give you a 3% fixed rate on a 15-year mortgage and 3 5/8 on a 30-year loan, meaning you can consolidate your first and second mortgages or other debts for a fixed rate of only 3%. That's 3% fixed rate. So call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN, 800-NEW-LOAN. They also have other programs like no mortgage insurance up to 95% of the value of your home, or loans with zero closing costs at the best rates available. If you're buying a home or just refinancing and want a fixed rate as low as 3%, call American Loans at 801-269-0900, 269-0900, or 800-NEW-LOAN. 800-NEW-LOAN, or go to AmericanLoans.com.
Is your mortgage rate 3% or less? If not, call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN. We're watching Utah's money. The Dow is up 5 points today and on to Cougar Tracks. Brought to you by Perry Holmes. And here's Alex Keery.
Tanner Mangum in the BYU offense looking for a spark against East Carolina. The Pirates this weekend on the road.
BYU's offense hasn't been itself this season, but much of that has to do with Mangum's injury, possibly. He says he feels a lot better and is getting better every day.
I was just steadily getting stronger and feeling better, so I'm happy with that, you know, because I need that, you know, just to kind of be myself and to play more like myself. So it feels good, you know, to get stronger. Still not, you know, 100%, but definitely getting closer.
With all the history of the BYU football team that they have, they've never played a game in North or South Carolina. Playing ECU in Greensville, North Carolina makes BYU the westernmost team ever to play out there on the Pirates' home field from the FBS division. ECU also coming into the game 1-6 on the year. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Alex Curia on Utah's home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Now's the best time to buy new. Homebuyers rave about their Perry Homes experience.
The Utah real estate market is currently experiencing a high demand growth cycle. And as a result, finding the home you want in the community you want and at the price you could afford is becoming more challenging. Perry Homes has been through every one of those cycles over the past 42 years, and their collective experience and forward planning has enabled them to continue delivering the lasting value and quality that has become the hallmark of Perry Homes. For example, being a debt-free and non-bank reliant builder, Perry Homes is able to capitalize on cash incentives for purchasing land and materials, enabling them to pass along the savings to you. When combined with the highest quality standards that are at the core of every Perry home and the 20-plus community locations from St. George to North Davis County, you can be assured that every Perry home community will deliver the comfort, value, and enjoyment that makes your house become your home. Go to PerryHomesUtah.com and explore all that Perry Homes has to offer and see why Utah families are coming home to Perry Homes.
Are your dreams ready for the holidays? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and this is the time of year that we get the most calls to unclog drains. And it makes sense. I mean, we're putting a lot more stuff down the disposal. We're spending more time in the kitchen. We have more people at the house. Just make sure you have a plunger on hand, because many common clogs can be fixed without having to call a plumber. If you do find yourself with a clog you can't clear, we hope you'll consider calling Any Hour Services. We have a risk-free way for any homeowners to give us a try. 43 or it's free. We'll unclog any drain with normal access for only $43. And if we can't unclog it, you don't pay. No service fee, no dispatch fee, $0. 43 or it's free. If you're a homeowner, call 801-443-7700. If water's supposed to drain down it, Any Hour Services can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects to the city, 43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700. Any Hour Services.
Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have traffic filling in and slowing down southbound I-15, Murray through Sandy. Joe?
Extremely slow traffic northbound Layton and Kaysville. Switch to Golden West Credit Union. Smart pay rewards checking and earn points for travel, gift cards, merchandise, and more. Golden West Credit Union, they'll take care of you. I'm Joe Davis, the KSL Traffic Center.
Expect a warm overnight low of 55 degrees.